marshlands on the northern edge of one of America's oldest cities, you'll find an amazing story of the struggle for freedom. It's an important piece of history that is being uncovered yet today. It's this edition of The American Countryside.
Find your next piece of machinery with the most trusted name in farm equipment. MachineryPete.com has more than 100,000 pieces of machinery listed for sale from thousands of dealers across the country. It's the fastest site to find and value your next piece of used equipment. Shop with the most trusted name in farm equipment at MachineryPete.com.
There's a race going on in the ag tech sector, a race to unlock the true power of technology for America's farmers. And now the most trusted voice in agriculture invites you to unlock the power of ag tech. Join Farm Journal Media for the first ever Ag Tech Expo coming to Indianapolis December 11th through the 13th. It's your chance to sort through what's new, what's possible, and what will work best for your operation. Register now for the Farm Journal Ag Tech Expo December 11th through the 13th in Indianapolis at farmjournalagtech.com. That's farmjournalagtech.com.
It was an underground railroad that transported escaping slaves, not north, but south, a route that began in the 1600s.
We have in the Spanish correspondence of that time that three blacks made their way to St. Augustine starting in the 1680s.
David Nolan is an historian in St. Augustine, Florida, the site of Fort Mosé, a community and actual fort where the first settlement of free blacks was established in what was then Spanish-controlled Florida. The route for freedom from the Carolinas was difficult.
This is what we call today old Florida, wetlands, swamps, rivers, and this is how they made their way down here.
Nolan says people are often fascinated with the story of slavery and the struggle for freedom that existed long before the Civil War.
Georgia was seen as a buffer state. It would be an all-white state. So whenever you saw a black person in Georgia, you would know that they were slaves escaping from the British colonies into Spanish Florida.
The idea of using Georgia as a buffer state did not last for long, but it is an interesting facet to the story of Fort Mosé.
It was mostly a black community, and not only a fort itself, but also a farming community. Its real significance to American history is that long before people thought there were free blacks in this part of the country, there was Fort Mosé.
The site of Fort Mosé is continuing to be restored, and visitors can come here to see this important piece of history. Traveling the countryside in St. Augustine, Florida, I'm Andrew McCrae.